What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, where we will be on Mondays throughout the football season, hopefully all the way through February. Tonight at 6, the very first Jordan Mailata Show. Jordan will be here with us from 6 to 7. It'll be me, Elliot, and Jordan every week at 6. Then starting next week, the Players Lounge returns, which will be on after the Jordan Mailata Show. So I mentioned before we took the break that Jack had an Eagles-related apology that he needed to give.
A mea culpa?
Mea culpa.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Jack.
Yeah, you a culpa.
Jack, yeah. Jack, the floor is yours.
So, you know, long I have railed against the tush-push from the idea of anyone can run the tush-push, you know.
Not that special.
It's not that special. It's quarterback sneak, blah, 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 blah. And last night when I see the Bills once again not being able to get it done.
At all.
With a 6'5" horse of a quarterback.
Yep.
It seems like it's not as easy as I in the past have said it is. Like, there's real skill in being able to run the tush push. That is my mea culpa. Congratulations. Everyone wins the tush push.
Should they now not ban it?
No, it should still be banned.
No!
Here's the thing. There is no skill. There's probably more technique.
Yeah.
And running it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's...
I just understand why teams can't look what the Eagles do and then just do it.
Because I don't... Here's my thought on that.
It is interesting.
Like, sure, but how many people spend the time the Eagles do practicing it? But clearly, no one else does.
But why wouldn't they? Do you think?
I don't know.
It's so strange. Like, the Bills... really looked like it was the first time they had ever tried it. Mm-hmm. It was so sloppy.
So I wonder how much, that's what I'm saying, how much time do they actually spend practicing it to perfect it? I think the Eagles are the one team that obviously they came up with the design of this, I'm assuming.
Yep.
It's an integral part of what they do, so they spend the time on it. Like, I don't know how much other teams spend on a quarterback sneak.
Sure, yeah.
Whereas the Eagles actually use this as a weapon.
I also wonder, too, like, given that everyone thought it was going to be outlawed this offseason, like, I wonder if teams were – like, I wonder if they don't want to devote the resources to it because they don't think it's going to stick around. Because if it does stick around, it is a pretty huge advantage to have in short yardage situations.
Sure.
You know, the Bills, I just – they're a pretty good offensive team, man. I mean, they scored, I think, second most points in the league last year.
I don't think other teams respect the play.
That's a good
enough
point, too.
Want to implement it in their offense. Because if they wanted to, every team in the league could just do it. They could devote the time to figuring out how to do it and then do it. You don't even see other teams even trying it.
Not respecting it.
Like, the Bills are the only team who actually does it.
Not respecting it is a good point. Like, them just going, that's not football. We can't do that. We can't play those games, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Now, kudos to the Eagles.
Yeah.
It's what they do.
And they need it. I mean, they do.
See?
Well, they do need it. I mean, they like the idea.
Finally, you can admit it.
Yeah. They don't need it.
They do, though.
They kind of do need it.
So you mean to tell me they couldn't get 3rd-and-1 or 4th-and-1 without running a tush push?
I think they can.
How can we have the best offensive line in football rush for over 2,000 yards, but we need the tush push to get a yard?
I don't know. Why'd they fight so hard to keep it? I don't know. Like,
no, because they like it, because they're the best at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than saying they need it.
Yeah, they would be
That's
a good team without.
Saying they need it.
They would be a good team
They're,
without.
That's the point that I'm making.
But I'm taking them from a 12-10 win team without the
that,
team.
No, I think it is a serious advantage that in a league where there are so many teams that are so close, right? I mean, there's so many one-score teams. You want every advantage you can have. So that's why I'm glad they still have it. Speaking of advantages, by the way, before we get back to the phones, looks like somebody's going to kick everybody's ass in fantasy again this year in the afternoon show league. I just
really?
Wanted to get that out there. Yeah.
Yeah, my team, man.
I just wanted to get that out there.
You know what?
I'm sitting at 158 for the week.
That's nice. That's nice. Listen.
Look.
It's the first week.
Yep.
I don't overreact in the first week.
Yep.
I got to fight and claw my way back into this thing. I'm dealing with some internal issues here. I got A.J. Brown here.
Oh, yeah.
On my squad. That was a wasted slot this week.
You're going to start complaining about his
exactly,
touches.
Yes.
Yeah, about his target.
Xavier Worthy, that was a wasted spot this week.
I don't know if I like my team in any league.
There it is.
In any league.
In any league I'm in. Also, I'm focused on the fantasy baseball playoffs.
Oh, well, which started this week for us.
Come on.
Oh, all right. Right, right. 215-592-9494.
Not a great week yesterday for me.
No, it was very boring.
Fantasy.
Very
yes, boring. Not very
I think
good
it, in general, the top fantasy players in general weren't.
A lot of a lot of top guys did not. Jamar Chase didn't score.
Nope. Only had two catches. Yep. 215-592-9494.
So that does happen in other cities.
Yes. Now, you did have 5 targets.
Okay.
Yeah. Stephen Trenton, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
What's up, Steve?
What's up, Steve?
Yeah, so I'm definitely with you on Spike on that. I definitely take Allen over Hurts in a second.
This is not going the way that I thought it would.
Here's an oldie question. Here's an oldie question for you. Who would you take, Peyton Manning or Dan Marino?
Dan Marino.
Yep, he's never won one.
Yeah, yep. I mean, there's plenty
Marino
of
Marino over him.
Yep. You would take Marino over Peyton?
In a heartbeat. I take Marino over 90% of the quarterbacks that's ever played.
Oh, right. You're a Marino guy. You're a Marino.
I think that's evident.
Yeah, well, he was a great player. The thing about Peyton is that just because of his brain, like the fact that he was basically the offensive coordinator was I do compare him to Harden a lot. He's not a loser like Harden, but there is something about
close, he's barely
there's something about his system when he gets to the playoffs and everything gets harder, it just it doesn't work the same way. But he did wind up with 2 Super Bowls, even though one of them was
that doesn't count,
the sort of phony baloney. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Dan Marino, never won a Super Bowl.
I'm
and
wondering,
definitely one of the greatest.
Did they give Peyton Manning the MVP in that first one?
No, they couldn't have. Could they? Did they?
Because he has an MVP, right?
A Super Bowl MVP?
I thought he had one. I think he did.
But he didn't deserve one, though. My point is that he
the one
didn't.
Against the Bears.
The Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the running game was the factor.
Yeah,
in
he
game.
Wanted an 0-6, yes.
Oh, really?
But they should have given it to a running back, Joseph Addai.
So what did you guys grade the Eagles game? I graded them a C+.
The game overall?
Oh, the game overall?
Yeah, I gave them a C+.
C plus B minus. Yeah.
Yeah, I think B minus. I think the offense was a B, B plus.
I mean, I gave Jalen an A though.
We heard.
Who could forget?
The defense, I think, was a D plus or a C minus. There were good spots on the defense.
They didn't make the one. They made the biggest play.
They did.
Fumble.
Big play when it counts, of course, which is all I care about. But.
Exactly right.
I haven't seen you guys in a while. but this is Steve from Cherry Hill. So anyway,
okay.
Question.
Steve. Yes.
Yo, my favorite show is Two and a Half Men.
That daytime?
No, that's not. The reruns are in daytime.
Yeah, it's. Thank you for the call, Steve.
So I was going to say, according to Jim. Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi.
Yeah, that.
Two and a half daytime?
Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, it was on when I was got home from school.
Yeah, Two and a Half Men, not a daytime TV show.
Not even close.
It was on during the daytime when it was in syndication. Yes. But yeah.
By the way, Peyton Manning's biggest Super Bowl win is over Rex Grossman.
Yes.
Come on, man.
And I don't even think Rex Grossman was the quarterback to start that year, if I remember correct, because I lived in Chicago that year.
Yeah, it took me a while to start giving Peyton his great regular season quarterback.
Yeah.
Way too many postseason disappointments.
Yeah. Yeah.
So way too many.
Very Harden-like.
He threw for 247 yards in the Super Bowl with a touchdown and a pick.
Man.
Meanwhile, a die went for 113 and a touchdown.
Should have been a die.
Dominic Rhodes went for 100. I forgot about
that. That's right.
Rhodes.
Dominic. I know it was. They had both of them, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
they had
yeah.
both running backs, yeah.
Who I'm trying to remember who the quarterback for the Bears was to start that season. It was not Rex Grossman, I don't think.
It wasn't?
No, I don't think so.
I thought it was Rex.
I thought it was Rex.
Nah, there were... I don't think so. 215-592-9494.
Because Rex was before Jay Cutler.
Yes. No, Rex was after Jay Cutler.
Nah, Rex started game one of that year.
Oh, did he?
Who
do you remember who the backup was?
Oh,
no. Kyle Orton.
Kyle Orton.
Neckbeard.
Yes.
Neared.
Yes.
Neared.
215-592-9494. You know, tomorrow I'm actually getting my front door installed from Guida.
Finally!
Which will complete the Guida experience, at least at this point. So almost every window of my house, my sliding patio door and my front door, my custom front door from Guida. As we are going into the fall and then into the winter, and you're going to be facing that cold air that gets in through your old drafty windows, probably in through your front door as well. Let Guida take care of that. Right now, they're buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying windows and doors. So for every window or door you buy, you get the second one at 50% off. Mix and match them if you want. Getting a sliding patio door, get a garage door 50% off. Get a window, get a, you know, the front door, whatever, 50% off. Look, the more that you need, the more that you're going to save. You replace everything, every door and window in your house, 50% off half of your project. Start your project with no money down. Take 18 months to pay it off interest-free. This is for a limited time, and there are restrictions. So call Guida today. Schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
215-592-9494. Glenn in Georgia. You're on WIP. What's up, Glenn?
What's up, guys?
Glenn, do you have us on speaker?
Yeah. Hey, hang on a second.
I'm trying
to do a little home project before my wife gets home.
So yeah, I get it, but...
All right.
Okay. Put him on hold. Please talk to him, Buzz. Matt in San Diego, you're on WIP. What's up, Matt?
Gentlemen, thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
All right, so my question is, And I'll preface this with, I'm a big AJ guy.
Yep.
And I'm also a whatever it takes to win is as a fan. I don't give a shit who scores.
Hey, Matt, could you
relax?
Matt, yeah, like, yeah. Let's grow up. We're on the radio. Let's not say bad words anymore. Okay.
All right, cool. Last one. So my question to you guys is there, and I know it's early, but is there a justified breaking point if this season continues and AJ is not a key contributor? Is he justified at some point where he's just disgruntled that he's not a bigger part of the offense despite the fact that we're still winning?
Yes.
I agree.
And what is that?
Well, I don't know what that would be. That would have to be – that's dependent upon AJ and his patience and what he feels is the objective of the offense, right? It's one thing that he's not catching X amount of balls that makes him happy. It's another thing if he's not a part of the game plan. Are you trying to get him the football? I mean, you have – I don't know if he'll take one more game like last Thursday night where he doesn't even get an attempt into the fourth quarter. Like, you can't have that. And I understand, happy we're winning. That's fantasy land. In reality, a player of AJ's caliber needs to get the football to feel like he's a part of this thing. So if you want him to be out there blocking, you want him to be a good teammate, a good soldier, say the right things, come in with the right attitude and all those things, then you had better make him feel like he's a part of this thing. And so to me, it's up to the coach. It's up to the offensive coordinator to put in a game plan. And I'm not saying that you have to cater to AJ and force the ball to him, but how do you have talent like A.J. Brown at your disposal and he's not a focal point of your passing game? I don't even know how that's possible, right? I don't know how that's possible.
It makes – forgetting about keeping him happy, it makes them a better team.
Yes.
It makes them a better team if they're getting their best players the ball. Like, could you imagine not giving the ball to Saquon for the first three quarters of the game? It would seem insane.
That's a great point.
It would seem crazy. Yes. And on top of that – I would also say that, like, some of the defenses for it, Matt, have been, one is, like, he's hurt and they're using him as a decoy. All right, explain this to me. A.J. Brown has a hamstring injury, and you think what they're doing is having him run around the field for a full game?
As a decoy?
I mean, like, first of all, it would be a horrible plan.
Yeah, we're supposed to be a smart team. That's not smart.
It would be the worst thing in the world. Yeah. And the other thing is like, The other parts of the offense, while Jalen did play well in the first half, it's not like Saquon was cooking. You know, it's not like the rest of the offense was firing on all cylinders, and he just happened to not get
the
ball.
That's different, yes.
It's just not what happened, you know? And
we're talking about AJ. Yeah. Devontae had three little measly passes.
Yeah, 15 yards, something like that. So they obviously need to find a way to get the wide receivers the ball, both from a keep them happy standpoint, but also from a score more points standpoint.
Yeah, when you bring in this type of talent, which is what they drafted and what they traded for, they did it to use it. Right? So it's okay one game. I just don't know if AJ – I don't know if I could ask him to continue to accept this type of a lack of production, even if the team is winning.
Yeah, the whole "you should be happy if we win" is nonsense.
Yeah, it's just not reality.
Yeah, yeah.
Caliber too. And look, I don't consider myself a football expert, but I did watch a lot of the plays, and it looked like he was for the most part covered. But I think that might be, is that where, you know, like you say, like there's got to be a better scheme from the offensive coordinator to get him open.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would say this, and believe me, this question is there for me as well. I just haven't seen the actual evidence to support it other than the missed time in training camp. But I am concerned about the health of AJ and whether or not he's the same receiver that we're used to seeing.
See, rather than him being hurt, like this, the degradation of having knee issue after knee issue and hamstring issues in consecutive years.
So you do wonder if he's still that's fair. And that's why I need a little more evidence from game footage and things of that nature, so I can at least feel confident that, he's still the same A.J. Brown. He's just not getting the ball. I did wonder Thursday night. It's why I asked Donovan. I'm like, is AJ open? Like, was he open or was he not open?
Mm-hmm.
He was open some.
Yeah, he was right. Yeah. Right? He was open some. Yeah.
So, and by the way, like, I just don't think it's one target. Like,
that's the other thing.
Shutting him down is like, they shut him down in a game. That's like, you just look up and down the league and look at the top 20 receivers in the NFL and look at how many targets they get. Like, there's lots of targets for everyone. You know, and A.J. Brown getting one is
and one
is
not
crazy.
Not until late in the fourth
minute
quarter.
And a half late left. In
that's crazy.
Hey, Matt, for next question, give us your all-time favorite daytime television show.
Yeah, got to go with American Gladiators by far.
Now, that's TV? A good one. I think of that as weekend TV.
Yeah.
Saturday morning.
True, yeah. I thought of it as a Saturday morning show.
American Gladiators.
You know, as far as his question on, like, when the A.J. thing breaks – like, you have a loss at the wrong time.
Yeah.
It could break in an ugly way. And I don't think he's going to – I don't think he's going to submarine the team. I don't think that's what he'll do. But he's not going to say nothing. And I just don't think you can have this issue every single year. And I think he has a right to be frustrated.
Well, you said this earlier, and you're spot on. Getting him the ball makes the game easier. For everyone.
Yes.
On offense. Like, he's a part of a reason why your offense should flow a little more fluid.
Yeah.
Right? It shouldn't be as choppy as we saw it in the second half. And, okay, you had no problem going up and down the field the first half. You scored on all your possessions. But how do you go in the locker room and say, okay, how do we get number 11 involved? How do you not say that? How do we get number 11 involved? Like, when... If I got T.O., I got Randy Moss, right? I got Antonio Brown. I got these guys as receivers on my team. Why wouldn't I? I don't get it as a scheme.
Yeah, like
as
an
offensive game plan.
At halftime when he doesn't have a target.
Nobody notices this?
Yeah, like we had – I'm not putting this on Jalen at all. But yeah.
Actually saying this more about Kevin Petullo. Well, yeah. Like, that's what I'm really talking about.
We had the documentary moment where apparently Jalen went into Nick Sirianni's office during halftime of the Super Bowl and said – reminded him about the dagger.
And that's why he's an elite quarterback.
Yeah, is somebody going in and reminding someone that A.J. Brown's on the team at halftime?
Right, because if he does it, then he looks – like he's selfish.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If he goes in there and say, hey, I'm at the bar. But damn, somebody should notice it. Like, hey, let's get 11 involved.
Yeah.
Let's get six involved.
Let's run a play for him. Let's make sure we throw him the ball.
You mean tell me in the playbook there's no plays in the playbook that's specifically designed to get A.J. Brown the ball?
I would think there's a couple.
Yes.
215-592-9494.
He's getting 10 targets Sunday.
Yeah. You think it's over?
Yep.
They're so easy to bet. The Eagles are so easy to bet.
Well, it's like last year on the is that what y'all wanted to talk about game? Was that the Steelers game?
Yes.
The Jalen was going to throw a lot that game.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, Devontae 2 years ago when they were in Detroit, he didn't get a target. And then the first throw was them on the next game. It's a lock.
Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
The most Philly fan moments.
From
Philly Karen.
Yeah.
Yep, because of Philly Karen.
She's popular.
A viral sensation.
Yep. Popular is a word for it. 215-592-9494.
She's infamous.
Yeah, she's definitely infamous. That is coming up next. You recall us as well. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.